Page 159. The village on the border.
Never mind a backstop. The Irish border has become Brexit's full stop. Because it's here that every vision so far for leaving the EU has reached a dead end. And if you want to know why, come to Pettigo, a town cut in half where a customs border once ran through people's gardens.
For me to go to my garden in the north, if I had vegetables, potatoes and vegetables set in the garden, I would have to go from Eire over to Northern Ireland.
But to cross the border?
Across the border.
To get to your garden?
Yes, but that's no bother now because the customs hut's closed. But if the customs hut was open, I would have to report to them that I was going over for my potatoes.
You had to tell customs that you wanted to go into your own garden to get your own potatoes?
Get my own potatoes.
People here know what life with a hard border was like and they don't want it back.
We're right in the middle right now.
You're right in the middle.
So can we walk into the UK?
You're in the UK now, yes.
Since the Good Friday Agreement, this border became essentially invisible. People cross it to post letters and get milk. When they die, they even cross it to be buried.
They're living and dying on both sides of the border. It's almost at times as if it's one unit.
Is there any desire for that to change here?
Absolutely not.
These stories are why Brexit negotiators are still trying to come up with a solution to how they can control the flow of goods and people, yet keep the border as invisible as possible. Some countries use technology, cameras and computers, but Ireland has more crossing points to monitor than the world's longest border between America and Canada.
Copyright ITV News.